good afternoon, depending on where you are in the world. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. And I am the talk guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. And this is a talk show where I share with you the wisdom and insights that I receive through my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine inheritance. I am here for you during these times of accelerated times on this planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we can get through this time that is literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is a call-in show, and you can ask any question, but I do encourage you to be specific and ask it. Keep it to one question, one that's up in the most important thing that's facing you right now. And for the first 12 minutes, I'd like to give a tip of the week for you. And this week, I'd like to talk about what's up for September, the energies of September. Every day, if you're not into astrology, is important to know what aspects are going on because they have a profound effect on us. I was a labor and delivery nurse, and I really learned how much the moons affect pregnant people, because on full moons we would be busy for 3 days before and 3 days after. So there was I witnessed the profound effect that the moon had on pregnancy. So think of that: the moon is relationship to water. We're 80% water. When you're pregnant, you even have more water with even the amniotic fluid. So that fullness, the full moon, is all about completion. And speaking of completion, the month of 9, September, numerologically, the 9s are all about completion. So think of ourselves using the analogy of pregnancy. What this month is all about finishing off, completing things that we've been keeping off to ourselves, off the shelf. I'll get to them, whatever. And sometimes we have fun in the summer and we go off and do our stuff. And just think of this as fall cleaning. So we should be doing early fall cleaning. And this is physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, because going back to the different aspects of ourselves, astrologically, our energy body, we are becoming more and more attuned to who we really are. And you could hear it from any kind of metaphysical book that you could pick up in any store or radio station, as far as angels being we're all angels having a human experience here, that we're all masters in human form. But what I'm really looking at energetically is how many people are really holding that as a truth. So many people hold that as a hope or a desire. Part of their mental body holds it as a wish or, again, a desire, but they don't hold it right down into our physical body. And what do I mean by holding that? That means every cell down to your bones holds the imprint of your divinity, of your birthright, your signature, your soul signature. So this month is all about working through, clearing out anything, any part of our wounded child, any part of our we have unfinished business that is keeping us from totally embodying our Christed One. And we're all the part of the Christed One. Think of the Christed One as it's the Holy Trinity. It's all about unification of our divine male aspect of it to us, merging with that divine female that creates another Holy Trinity. So think of it as the divine child, but not as in child, like, oh my gosh, we have to go through the whole growing up experience, but as the child, as the divine child. So that's the divine one, the Christed one. So we're really, this year in particular, 208, is a major turning point of us really clearing out our closets. And I'm not talking about I am talking about some of our physical closets, and so because this is a physical, mental, spiritual, emotional journey here, but we're being encouraged, especially this fall, before we go into hibernation time, to really go through our energetic closets, go to those places that where we don't like to look at. Those are shadow aspects of ourselves, the wounded aspects of ourselves, because those, by ignoring them, are not helping us clear them out. When we acknowledge that we all have the wounded child aspect, the more we could put that aspect up into the light, the more we understand when that child symbolically gets in the driver's seat. And so if we have a hope, a dream, a desire, let's say a relationship, or that the secret movie, The Secret, was out and it caused everyone great hope as far as working with the laws of attraction, so they got their vision boards out and they were all excited about bringing that relationship, bringing in more money, bringing in the jobs, past, and then when it didn't start working, they were wondering what the heck was going on. It loses charge. We could get excited about even New Year's resolutions, where we say we're going to go to the gym, and then we were there for a couple weeks, and all of a sudden it starts losing our charge. We start going less. We start making excuses. We start sabotaging ourselves. So this is where we're being encouraged to, and the saboteur would be that part of us that's deep, deep in the closet. So it's going to those aspects of ourselves, of our deep in our subconscious, that can sabotage ourselves, can make us have that wounded child. That wounded child part is the part of us that can keep us in patterns or in dead-end relationships or jobs. And going back to why when we have our vision board and when it doesn't come true is because there's part of the energy that's not cleared out yet. It's foggy. Because when we have a very clear energy field, we electromagnetically, like attracts like. It is really very basic and simple, but it doesn't mean that it's easy all the time, especially when we're being asked to embrace those parts of us that can seem kind of scary. We want to talk about the sugar on top and all the goodies, but a lot of times we don't want to talk about how do we get to those goodies, the relationship, the job, the money. And so think of that. The key to getting those things, the key to strengthening the ability to manifest those things, to have that become a potential. When any reader reads, they read the front of your energy field. That's where we put our hopes and dreams, but that's also where we put our worst nightmares. So this is the time for us to clear out those worst nightmares, those generational patterns that could be handed down to us that are so subconscious that we don't realize that they have a profound effect on our daily occurrence. I use this example several times that my grandmother from my dad's side used to say to us in a very sing-song voice, and she was Irish lady, and she would just say, someday my ship will come in, someday my ship will come in. So she always had this thing where she would be saying that someday her ship will come in. And so energetically, think of that, what she was teaching us or telling us is that someday, think of that ship represents job, career, relationship. And so by her saying, someday my ship will come in, if she was saying that she was waiting, and so if she was good enough, if she prayed hard enough, if she was, again, good enough, she was waiting for it to come in. And so that's part of when she comes in now that she crossed over, she's telling us to go out to that ship. So there's a part where I'm a part of a 23 O'Connor cousins, half of my cousins are waiting for that ship. They're still waiting for that job, that relationship, that money, the help to come in. And the other half got that, you know what, Nana had it halfway, have a desire, have a dream, have a hope, manifest something, but to make it manifest in our physical world, we got to meet it halfway. And we can't meet it halfway if we're hiding in a closet because we have our fears are holding us back. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of being of abandoned, of betrayed. And so this is where we're really being called to take a look at our life and do some real fall cleaning out our physical, mental, spiritual, emotional bodies. And as we do this, I guarantee it will bring you more joy, more peace, more happiness, more flow. It cannot not. That's the simple part of the law of attraction too. Like attracts like. So the more we clear out, again, those patterns that could be holding us back, the more we feel of that flow. So that's part of the tip of the day of September. It's about closing off. And then as we are able to do this, we could step into our mastery more. Every single person said you could do this two and more. And so you're being asked to define what that means to you. And all of it means different things to different people. Some parts of people's mastery is to be a real present mom with their children, to have a really good home base, and that they want to be they're very happy at home. That's they're doing their mastery, and that is just as profound as anybody that goes around and teaching people about stepping into their mastery. There's no level of mastery here. Nobody is better. There's not a hierarchical thing. So every single person that steps into their signature, into their heart signature, into their mastery, it sends out a signal to the unified field that surrounds us all and is through us all. It connects us all. And so it sends that energy. I can do it. You can do it too. So may I say, with the divinity within me and the divinity within you and the company that we keep, let us begin to go through our closets, feel that we can feel safe enough to open up those parts of ourselves, that wounded part, and to release it. Because what the council is saying, we can release from those negative traumatic experiences for once and for all. So that's great, great news. That's great celebration. We can get rid of the karmic patterns, those patterns that have kept us in the holding pattern, and we don't have to repeat them in other scenarios. So we don't have to have the one child sticking up the head in the relationship department anymore, be it co-worker, partnership. And so we are directing, we're clearing, we've gotten a clean slate here. So think of cleaning, spring cleaning, cleaning out our closets, tuning into your heart's desires. As you do that, it radiates out your core energy. The more you radiate out the core energy, the more like attracts like. So that's the end of the day, and or the week, I should say. And we're going to our first break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Mama Kitty had no hope, shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado Safe Haven could help. Posado Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadoSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posado Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, safehaven.org.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Do you have questions about romance, work, or health? Get the answers you need at the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th at the Seattle Center Fisher Pavilion, Saturday 10 to 7 and Sunday 11 to 6. For only $12, you can enjoy 2 days filled with over 80 holistic exhibitors and 60 free lectures ranging from natural health, personal growth, and metaphysical topics. Visit BMSE.net for a $2 off coupon or call 541-482-3722 for information. Shop beautiful crystals, purchase quality nutritional supplements, have your future revealed, and much more. From ancient healing traditions to the latest in the holistic world, this Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo will educate and entertain. Dr. Pat will have an all-new lecture at 3 p.m. on Saturday. Come enjoy the Seattle Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo, October 11th and 12th. Visit BMSE.net.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. Small, B-I-Z, Sherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
On the AM band at 1150 and on the FM HD band at 98.9 HD3. Alternative Talk 1150.
Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, the guest host of the Dr. Pat Show. Our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And before we get to phone calls, I just want to do mention my email address. It's union1111@yahoo.com. And for any upcoming events, we have a lot of stuff happening in the fall. Giveaways, free classes, and the best thing to do is sign up for the newsletter, and that's www.carrieoconnor.com. I know there's a link to it from the Dr. Pat site, and you can sign up for the newsletters and get what's happening. So that's all the information. So, Benny, why don't we go to this phone line?
Yep, we will do that. We have now Jennifer. She's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She has a business contract in the motion. She just want to know if it was a good timing at the moment to handle that situation with the contract. So, Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Yeah, this business contract is probably going to change the course of my life if it works out. And just timing-wise, I just need some guidance and some insight into where you think I'm at with this and how you see this going down.
Okay, all right. The biggest thing, Jennifer, just like I was talking earlier, as far as our heart's desires, and when somebody uses the words of life-altering, changing the timing, the outcome of my life, I always pay attention to that, because what we're stepping into is being able to do exactly what you stated as far as turning around, taking charge of our life, stepping into life-altering changes. And so that's wonderful. When I'm looking at the right side of your heart chakra, so think of where our heart chakra is, where we put our hopes, our dreams, and our desires, I see it a little foggy. And so we're going to clear that off. So think of that as residual concerns, right, about when we make a big change, when we step out there. The right side is our male side. It's the energy of relationships to father's lineage. And also, Jennifer, even think about as far as father's history. I was just using the example of my grandmother's, my dad's grandmother, as far as her little diddly, as far as someday my ship will come in, came in. It really had a profound effect is in that I flipped it around and understood that she gave us the seed of understanding that to go after our dreams and our hopes. But also, I took it further as far as breaking the generational patterns where she had it, where we sit there and we hope and we intend, and if we're good enough, the things will come in for us, right? The ideas, the contracts will come in for us. But that's not how we co-create here. We put our energy into this. And so I want to remind you that that's what you're doing, right? So wipe away, clear away any kind of fears or doubts. And even if it's part of the pattern of the energy of the global consciousness right now, where we are clearing out in a huge way, we're clearing out our basements, whether we realize it or not. So that's what I'm helping you clear away right now on the right side, because I'm seeing that the grandfather, both maternal and paternal, are giving you a big thumbs up. Also, maternal puts his hat on and he brings in a great grandfather that I know you didn't meet. He's also saying, hit the road, Jack, so I want to recognize the name Jack and Jonathan. And also remember, those don't have to be live people. They could be, dead people. They can be live people too. So just pay attention to Jack and John. And when I hear hit the road, Jack, it doesn't mean that somebody is that they have to hit the road. That means that's just my sign of the name Jack and John. The great grandfather is putting on his glasses and he's looking it's fascinating. The glasses that he's put in, it's like the glasses that a jeweler would put on, you know, how when they look at the gems, right? And so when I'm seeing him putting that on, looking at putting those glasses on, that means to me that there's business gems and gifts that come on that right side, right, and the left side. And so they want to remind you that you're going through a history that maybe the circumstances didn't allow them to have a business or be able to fill out their hopes and dreams, but you have it in your lineage. So call on them. Call on the great grandparents and your angels and guides, because when I see them giving you a heads up and I see a bridge getting broken, that means that you're breaking generational patterns. You're taking the pearls, the gems from the family history, and you're going beyond. Also, he's saying just pay attention to details, but that we all have to when we're signing stuff. That's all. And also, pay attention to the number 333, because that's their sign that the whole gang's there helping you sign and having it be around. They like to give numbers, smells, and birds to say, hey, we're in and around you. But also, pay attention to Mercury in retrograde is going into retrograde in the next 3 weeks. And so when Mercury is in retrograde for about three weeks, that's the time when communication can go backwards. That's if we are going to sign contracts, it's just making sure. We cannot not live when something goes in retrograde or astrologically something's going on. It's just working with that energy, working with the information of if we have to sign any contracts when Mercury is in retrograde, then that's the time to make sure all the T's and I's are dotted. That's when communication can be miscommunication, but also it's even, that means directions. We could get lost in directions. So just making sure that, you look at everything because they're giving you the big thumbs up, okay?
Do you see this closing before the end of the year, possibly?
Yes, definitely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Especially they keep on showing me over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, 3 months. So think of them showing, when I'm seeing the glasses, those gem glasses, you're getting down to the nitty-gritty details, right?
Yes.
Out of all the things that they could have chosen in my mind, think of that, billions and billions of scenarios, of synapses that I have in my head that they're choosing to have a message to you. This is not about me. This is all about you. That they're using the glasses that look at gems. So they're showing me that this business is a gem. That's what we're talking about, a 3 day, 3 month, 3 weeks, 3 weeks period. Also, when I see a lot of threes, that has to do with even from now till March, as far as March of 2009. But I don't see you signing at March. I see you signing it within the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and over the next 3 weeks. In particular, getting all those details signed, like the nitty gritty, getting down to the nitty gritty. The biggest part, Jennifer, is as far as the energy wise, is going back into the heart. When we have our heart's desires, our dreams, our heart's desires, those details go out to the unified field, our guides, our angels, and it goes out consistently. When I see a little fog on the right side, that shows me that there could be a concern that this is a big deal for you. So that's where they're saying, hey, remember to call on us, that we're here for you. This is all about your success, and all. It absolutely can. Getting rid of the details is going to make sure that it happens within the next 3 months.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So there's another line open at 1-800-930-2819. It's 1-800-930-2819, the Carrie O'Connor Show, being brought to you by the Dr. Pat Network, so to speak. Right, Carrie?
That's right.
Good, and we've got your phone all squared away. We apologize to our listeners early on. Yeah, we're getting a little scratchy there, so we switched phones so everyone can hear you. We're now going to take Brenda. Brenda's calling in from Los Angeles, California. She's got a financial question for you, Carrie, so let's bring her on. Carrie and Brenda.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
How are you, Brenda?
Good. I've really seen some benefits in doing my energy exercises and continuing on with that because I think that I had a change of many life changes, and with the job going away and having no financial income coming in, I'm really happy to tell you I'm not in a state of panic.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to find out what is the best way. It's weird, Carrie. I kind of have a feeling that it's going to be okay, and I've never had that feeling. So then I kind of stand back and go, well, that's weird that you're feeling that. And I'm like, hey, just take it, run with it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, what do you think is my best move forward?
Uh-huh.
And allowing, a new job, abundance money to come flowing my way.
Okay. All right. It's interesting because when you were talking, I was writing down the words trust, surrender, and right when you said allow, I was writing down the word allowing. So when you got into the feeling, even though all those things are happening to you in the 3D world, let's call it, but you tapped into a thing of doing the energy work and feeling it and having it, we clear off layers, and sometimes people don't realize sometimes when they just are attuning to their energy body that they clear off the spiritual level, the mental level, the emotional level, and so it works, believe me. It more than works. It's like not brushing our teeth or taking a shower. So when we start thinking of that, we understand the importance of energy maintenance. So it's wonderful that you're feeling it, but also, Brenda, you're holding it differently. You're holding that energy down into your second and first chakra. So it's, again, it goes by layer by layer by layer. And so having that feeling of trusting, allowing, and surrendering in your second chakra in particular, it's kind of fascinating because when I first am looking at the top of your second chakra, I'm seeing you laying down in a very light, very pink, corally pink casket, but I want to say that it's not you dying. It's all about you having that part of you that was relating to the past. It's all about rebirth, resurrection, and so your feeling of freedom and trusting and surrendering is huge because you released cellular and even cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with the past and that contracted the energy and also blocked blocked out abundance. And so that's huge. And it's almost like you look like Snow White, right? And so the next step is, I'm saying, it's a third to saying, taking in, especially the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 222 is what the ladies are saying, and pay attention to seeing 222s, because that means manifesting time. So taking over the next 2 days, 2 weeks to put your energy into your next step of what you are choosing to do, which makes your heart's desires, as far as what gives you joy, what makes Brenda happy, what makes Brenda smile, what do you want, what do you want to do, what would you love to do, and starting to put energy into that. Also, I'm seeing you noticing more synchronistic events happening and things, people coming to you. Pay attention to the small things, even as far as people that we pass in a convenience store can say, give us words of wisdom that are absolutely profound, especially over the next 2 days, 2 weeks. But I see, all right, so think if we cleared out, that's wonderful that you have the resurrected Brenda. Then I'm seeing the resurrected Brenda has the energy to direct the right side of your energy to start stepping into as far as manifesting. And also it goes back to a new business that is a total new business. Your whole second chakra is really hot right now. So if you're feeling the energy of this, it's because you're absolutely recalibrating. It doesn't matter that you're halfway across the country, because this energy does not know any distant things. So I would absolutely encourage you to drink a lot of water and also get back to the plan, because they keep on showing me new business, new plans, and starting to fill in the dots, starting to write them out, because now is the time, especially again over the next 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, and it gives opportunities for money very quickly too. Okay.
Hey, Carrie, when I'm thinking about, because I had liked the work I've done, but I'm getting ideas about doing it from a different perspective,
exactly,
in a new way.
That's
and
what
that's
they're calling it, a new business. So all about it. Think of you, seeing you in the symbolic laying down like Snow White, right? So think of that's the part that you didn't, those parts that you could have even put in a blind eye, parts that didn't really resonate with you before the way it was done, or we do better when we know better, right? Every experience is a new experience to learn it into. Take the wisdom, leave the rest of it out, right?
And horses that keep coming up, do you get freedom out of that, or real horses?
Excuse me?
Horses keep coming up for some reason?
Yeah, that horses, when I see horse energy, horse medicine, is that's all about being grounded, bringing it down to the physical world. Think of freedom as far as riding horses literally on the where you feel the wind between your hair. Horse is all about balance. They're used for kids for equilibrium, the liver kids for with cerebral palsy for healing. So horse medicine is huge down to our bones. So it brings that balance, that equilibrium back into our life. So absolutely work with horse medicine. And also, it's like having a new business. So it's like has nothing to do with old business. It's all about you're creating a new business, taking, again, the pearls of wisdom from that, of the old business, and the things that you like, throwing out the rest, and it's like having the new business. And also bringing people into your life that support it, like confirm it, have confirmation from, confirm that you're on the path of that's bringing you the greatest joy. That's wonderful.
Thank you very much, Carrie.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we're going to go to break. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show, guest host of the Dr. Pat Show.
Could your small business use an ultimate marketing makeover? Come to the 3rd Annual Business Matchmaking Expo, September 26 and 27, featuring nationally recognized inspirational speakers. You might win $20,000 in goods, products, or services. Register at womeninsmallbiz.com or call 206-349-4297. The Business Matchmaking Expo will take you from believing in your dreams to achieving success.
Hay House invites you to a glorious weekend retreat in Tampa, Florida. Meet more than 30 of your favorite authors for the inspiring, uplifting I Can Do It conference coming to Tampa this October 3rd through 5th. Join Wayne Dyer, Sylvia Brown, Caroline Mace, Colette Baron-Reed, John Holland, Marianne Williamson, and more for a weekend of spiritual discovery and great fellowship. It's the I Can Do It conference for life-changing good times. See details at icandoit.net.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? donate excess weight, and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. The HUNA Prosperity Weekend will be in Los Angeles, October 4th and 5th. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever, and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Negativity and fear, two staples of talk radio. Well, we figured we'd try something different. Alternative Talk, 1150.
To the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And I'll be with you here for another half hour. And Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
We certainly will. We're now going to bring on May. She's calling in from Tacoma, Washington. And May, welcome to the show. What's your question?
Good morning. I would like to know what it is that we need to do to create the movement. We were going to move, and there's a stalling. So I'm just wondering what we need to learn from the stall.
Okay. Okay, May. Actually, is your father's crossed over?
One has.
Okay.
Well, my father-in-law.
Yep. Well, they always drop father-in-law, they drop stepfather, they drop even godfather, but the father-in-law in particular, excuse me?
I just said, because I was thinking of my step-grandfather.
Like they do that, but your father-in-law immediately stepped in, and actually it's really interesting because he is, I pay attention to every single thing they say and they do because they speak in symbolic language, and they give me images so fast because think of the old saying that a picture says 1,000 words. So the first thing he does is that he comes in, he announces himself as father. I totally understand that. He also wants to recognize a Michael and a Bob, Bob, Michael, Bob, Michael, and remember that doesn't have to be dead people. That could be live people. People could be coming in. And remember, also, they go to middle names. And so, despite those names, he's also given you the number 777. And also, so you'll be bombarded by sevens. They like to give numbers, smells, and birds to say that they're around. But then the biggest thing that he was showing me was these very shiny patent leather shoes, like men's shoes, but they were very, very shiny. And he had the heel to them. And then he's showing me a waxed floor. And then I'm seeing this sign off to the left side, slippery when wet, you know, when they have those signs that say watch it slippery when wet. And so what he's recognizing and acknowledging, and he also is showing me seven, he wants to keep on going back to July. So he's recognizing there's a July component where things could be feeling slippery, like hard to come through, hard to ground, have things, communication, what's the stalling thing going on. And the biggest thing is when I'm seeing his shiny patent leather shoes that have to do with the waxed floor, I'm getting pulled into the male energy as far as your husband's energy, because he's first of all, when I see an olive branch, he wants to say sorry, and he also has done a lot of work over there. So he wants to make up and help where he didn't help as much as he could have when he was here, okay? And so think of that part of the patent leather shoes in the slippery part. Think of it all has to do with time, and it's divine time, and it ends up being for your advantage. So part of what there is to learn is part of it is patience, trusting, allowing, and surrendering. And that also is what he goes over to your husband. He also wants to call out to a Patrick. I just heard Pat and Patrick over your husband's name, and I feel this is a live person that's above him, so that means to me older could be in a boss or a an older person's position. So older brother, older cousin, older brother, a person that's a boss, somebody that's, again, ahead of him. So going back into how is your husband handling this this move?
I think he's wanting to move, and yet
I can't hear you, hon.
He wants to move.
Yeah.
However, I think there's a part of him that's unsure of what that move means.
Exactly. And so think of when the dad, his father's coming through and even talking about generational patterns. So you know how I was talking earlier about how my grandmother's little saying of someday my ship will come in?
Yep.
That profoundly had the ability to affect the whole right side of my energy, and that has to do with male-male relationships, but also as far as when I'm trying to manifest something down from a really good dinner, down from a job, down to a move, that if I took in and listened to her, that it's slippery, meaning that we have to wait for something to manifest. What the dad, what your father-in-law is recognizing, going over to your husband, that there's a part of him that, it's a think of slippery shoes on a waxed floor, and so think of the dress shoes even represents, I'm all dressed up, I'm trying to be all dressed up, I'm looking unprofessional, where part of him, deepest subconscious is fearful, can be afraid that like he's to bit off more than he could chew. There's a part of feeling like a vulnerable that I could feel. I'm seeing his pants down, so there's a real vulnerability here. So when you're saying, I think your father-in-law is putting a great big flashlight on it and saying like bing bing bing, you hit the nail on the head, and it's not just a little thing, it's a huge thing, and we all may have things that we can come in to work on. And so that goes back to allowing, trusting, surrendering. And also he brings in the mothers in spirit too. So is your mother-in-law in spirit too?
Yes.
Okay. And he shows a big distance with them. So he shows me that. Was there a distance between their death, or were they divorced, or they energetically separated?
My husband was energetically separated from both of them.
Okay, all right. And so think of part of your husband, going back down to that, was the olive branch with the father, right? The father goes and brings in the mom. And also, when I see pink roses with thorns on them, that shows me that the part that the mom has, the accountability of showing love with conditions. So going back into your husband, since he's going back to talking about the wounded child, there's a part of your husband, by the time he's 4 to 5 years old, he's energetically abandoned, and so think of having to learn to pull himself up by his own bootstraps at 4 to 5 years old is very young. Think of what I was saying earlier, that September is the huge time for us to clear out those parts of the wounded child in us, to realize that to heal those parts of that 4 to 5 year old that was energetically orphaned, energetically being abandoned, and also having being willing, and even if you're the bridger, May, that you take in the energy of healing from his parents, because I see the mom showing me that he shakes his head to this, so that shows me that part of him would be resistant to receiving this message and very resistant, especially from the mother. There's a part that the thought, it's very clear cognitive, so things come to him in a clear knowing way, but when it gets into the feeling department and getting into the feelings of the heart, as the heart, and especially of the past, I see him doing the talk to the hand part, and also saying no, a lot of people say a bunch of baloney and all that stuff, because part of that makes them if this is real, then good God, what else is, right? And so this is where the mother-in-law is handing you the pink rose, taking the thorns out. And again, you energetically holding that, we're replacing that slippery floor to a real grounded floor that actually the mom has as bamboo. And so think of bamboo as very, it grows fast, it's very rooted, it's very healthy, it's healthy for you, it's healthy for the earth. So it helps, it grows very, there's a fast growing component. So having, it's like not putting all the weight on you, May, but it's having like you take the energetic, like not control of this, but taking the lead, okay? So when, if your husband's leading this with his wounded child, somebody has to go out there in the driver's seat with the, with clearer eyes, right? And so it's not judging him, it's not putting him in a box, but I saw a thing with this with my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law, wounded child prevented a move where they had two mortgages and they were like pulling their hair out. And so when I looked at it energetically, part of him on a subconscious level was didn't want to move because of he was attached to the house because he brought his daughter home. So and that profoundly affected, even though the logical part of him that didn't have the money to have two mortgages. And so but he there was a part that the subconscious Tony was very much connected to that house. And so going back to as far as your story, your part, you taking the lead, and again, feeling, creating the foundation. So how you do that is you do that within yourself. Whenever you see your husband, you think of him in, as grounding with roots going out of his feet down to the center of the earth with even a bamboo all around him. So that's very grounding. And even the smell of cut grass. And also talk, May, to his 4 to 5 year old. That his 4 to 5 year old is angry, and he also is not only angry, he feels like there's a sense of vulnerability, betrayal. So there's themes of betrayal, vulnerability, and also that he doesn't even want to see you with his pants down. So there's a part of he's hiding that from you. And so that's part of a defense mechanism that, again, he came up with when he was 4 to 5 years old. So you can talk to aspects of him with that because he's still holding those aspects because there's energy can never be destroyed. So there's a part of him that's still holding that. So as you tell that to that child, that aspects of him, that he doesn't have to wear those patent leather shoes, that it's okay for him to allow and trust and surrender, that he is supported and energetically supported and connected because we all are, and we do better when we know better. And so holding that for him is going to be able to break through. It's like breaking ice is what I'm seeing, especially through October is what the mother-in-law is showing, and it's the beginning of October, and there's something that's significant about October 13th, and that's my cousin Doreen's birthday, so I want to recognize a Doreen, an Eileen, a Doreen, something with a Doreen kind of sounding name. And so think of that by October 13th, everything is going to be, again, wrapped up, but it's being able to allow you taking that driver's seat for yourself and the husband, the whole situation is get the benefit from it, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
and you. We're going to go to the last break of our day. You're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Thank you, man.
The third annual Alive Expo is back in Seattle Saturday and Sunday, November 8th and 9th. It's at the Linwood Convention Center. Enjoy health lectures, fitness demos, sample natural and organic products, get a free massage, and receive tons of free product samples. Admission is just $10 and parking is free. Go green at Alive Expo November 8th and 9th at the Linwood Convention Center. Half-price admission coupons available at thedrpatshow.com or visit aliveexpo.com. This is one event you won't want to miss.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you thinking that the job market is drying up? Super Supplements, the region's top vitamin and natural products retailer, is extending its reach and is looking for someone to lead the way. Join a team of passionate people committed to health and well-being. Super Supplements is looking for the right fit to develop and run their buying and merchandising department. Know someone for the job? Send them to supersupcareers.com. Must have senior level experience within grocery or supplements and advanced forecasting systems experience. Visit supersupcareers.com.
See vibrational healer and psychic Sonia Choquette live in Seattle. Sonia shows you how to claim and follow your intuition. Plus, she'll answer questions and give powerful audience readings. How to accept your intuitive gifts is an all-new lecture. See Sonia Choquette at the Washington State Convention and Trade Center in Seattle on Saturday, October 18th from 10 to 5 p.m. Seats are limited, so call now at 1-800-654-5126 or visit HayHouseEvents.com.
Amalaki is the keystone of Shree's nutritional drink because it's fruit for cellular rejuvenation. Amalaki's common name is Great Rejuvenator, and for over five centuries, this fruit has been utilized for enhancing immune function and increasing vitality. Scientists have documented Amalaki's healing properties as a powerful antioxidant promoting healthy blood sugar and cholesterol, possessing anti-inflammatory effects, and supporting a strong cardiovascular system. Ayurvedic practitioners believe that this fruit can simultaneously detoxify and rejuvenate the body on a cellular level. For information about Shree's nutritional supplement, contact nutritionist Renee Marie at 877-553-9744. Visit reneemarie.myshree.com. That's reneemarie.myzrii.com.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150. Got it? Cool.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I'm Carrie O'Connor, and I'll be with you to the top of the hour. And if you'd like to contact me for private readings or more about any kind of workshops, my phone number is 860-887-1201. And please visit my website, www.carrieoconnor.com, for more information. And, Benny, why don't we go back to those phone lines?
Yeah, sounds good. I think we have time for about maybe one or two more callers. David actually is now calling in from Seattle, Washington. He's feeling a little stuck, but it's been going on for some time now. However, it may be contributing to a potential health issue he is encountering. So let's bring on David.
Thanks, Benny. It's great to hear your show this morning, Carrie.
Thank you, David. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I've been having those health issues. I've just gotten a bachelor's degree, but I was having absent seizures at the time, so I don't remember it totally, but I'm thinking that I found something that I want to counsel in specifically, so I'm going for that.
Okay.
And I'm just kind of health issues abounding. I'm kind of wondering if there's something holding me back or...
Okay. Now, did these seizures come out of, David, like out of the blue? And what's the January connection with you? January connection, so pay attention to seeing the numbers 111. I'm seeing a paternal grandfather. Also, do you have a father, father-in-law spirit?
I've got, I think of my grandfather first that came to mind.
Okay, that would be, like, my grandmother comes in definitely as, like, my mom, so I'm going with that. And I also can't ignore that I almost called you Benny, like, my friend Benny that is the wonderful...
I'm a wonderful everything, right, Carrie?
I know. Quartermaster there, Master T.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I don't know why I pay attention when I'm going to call you somebody else, and so that's where, so I'd want to recognize the name Benny, Benjamin, and that also could be a first name and or a last name, too. And so going back to the health issues, I keep on going to the J. So I go to January, then I go to June and July and of this year, right? So think of 208 as a huge turning point year for everybody, but especially in the physical body where we are embodying more of our energy in our physical body. So I'm seeing more people like hitting nodules of having old things come up physically for them as far as that they've never had before or that they've had 20 years ago back issues or eczema that all of a sudden is coming back to them and they're wondering like what the heck's going on. And so is this something, and I'm going back to like 6 or 7 years old with you.
I had an injury that took my sight in 87. That's okay. Where my seizures came from.
Okay. All right. That's where I'm hearing 87. Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Okay. So the injury that took your sight. Okay. All right. So think going back to this year of 208, what's your clearing out when I go down to David, the bottom of the, think of the whole first, second, and third chakra. Are you familiar with the energy centers?
Yeah. Yeah.
because the whole left side, first, second, and third, that's all about foundational energies. That's all about rooting down home and family, job, career, money, and also second, third chakra, self-esteem, self-worth. I'm seeing all one, two, three of them on the left side like an accordion. So they're pulling in, they're spreading out. And so you're clearing out. And the left side is not only about the female side, female relationships, mom's lineage, and but also it's about past stuff. So think of your whole foundation. Here you found what you loved, right? And also I'm seeing as far as music to you. Are you getting into sound healing or I'm hearing
you? I play a lot of guitar. And
okay, good.
Been going
I'm
a lot better.
Guitar. Good, perfect. So I'm seeing that making sure that you play the guitar, because especially from now to December into January, because it's really significant for you as far as healing. I'm seeing, actually it's interesting because I just saw you transfigure into face over your face, and I'm hearing the name Adam, and you're all gold, you're all blonde, you have very, very white hair, and you're all, it's very hugely gold. So think of Adam as your guide, and he comes in with his harp, and he looks like such a typical angel that you see in the cards, and usually I don't see angels like that, but we'll work with him because he's very close to, when I see them aligned to your face on the right side, he's really helping clear out any kind of cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with it, and with the injury, but also in 87, and also sound, playing the guitar is huge, helping restructure your first, second, third chakra, having you stand on a wider base. And but I go back to when you were 6 to 7 years old on mom's side, you're very empathic, David, so that would make you a very good counselor, right? And especially okay. I'm seeing you using unique like you tap into everybody's underlining themes with people, right? And so you're working on to bringing in unique things as far as sound therapy, aromatherapy, just really being able to weave in that the unique part of yourself. And so the best kind of healers are the healers yourself. So I go back to your 6 to 7 year old when you were that age, and I almost lost my voice when I tapped into that age, and I feel like I can't even talk. So go back to what was going on with you during that age, 6 to 7 in particular. And actually, I'm seeing like a great big, huge, like a something around your throat. Did you almost hang yourself when you were younger? You know when kids can play around with tire swings or that kind of thing?
It doesn't ring a bell, but that may... I wouldn't doubt it.
Okay, all right, because I'm seeing that my cousin, like one time she was running down, we were out at a lake, and she was running down the hill, and she was all happy and skipping, and there was a clothesline, and she had eye problems. She didn't have her glasses, and we're at a lake, and she went speeding down, running down, and she hit the clothesline across her throat, and it had her swing up in the air. She landed on rocks, and it just like I witnessed her go out of her body, and like it really triggered like past life stuff, and it was just really significant. And I'm sharing that with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you at 6 to 7 years old. So I mean, she didn't have to go to the hospital. She didn't have it. I mean, she was very sore. Obviously, had a scrape on her back. But if I asked her about it, actually, she probably would remember it because we're all there to witness it. But it was very significant because it triggered a lot of not a past life stuff, but not only past life, it's like, what does a past life have to do with this life? So that's about being able to speak, feeling like really be able to speak, going into the music part as far as the guitar, as far as expression, feeling free to express, and also going back to releasing any kind of cellular post-traumatic stress that has to do with fear violation of being hearing expression, and also you definitely have had some incarnations as an old soul that as you expressed, it wasn't received and you were burned at the stake. So think of working with that energy over the next, this month in particular, the next 4 days, 4 weeks, 444 is what the grandfather showed me. And really getting down to like what I was talking about earlier, going down deep into those closets, David, and pulling out those aspects of us and integrating, taking the pearls of wisdom, leaving that pain part, because I see you in December and through January standing in the victorious posture, especially January 14th. I don't know why the January 14th or 17th is very significant too, because I'm just seeing like somebody that won a race that is, and it's when I see the right hand with an Olympic award, that means really changing generational patterns. And my whole nasal cavity is feeling like, I feel like I'm underwater right now, and I feel like I'm almost dry, almost drowned. And my, again, the back of my throat feels very odd right now, and I'm going way back in my throat. And all of this is not me, it's you right now. So again, think of really clearing out stuff that's going into the physical body. So you're able to think of part of your young child developed an ability to get out of your body when you're feeling pain or feeling the shifts of the earth, and now right. you're re-entering into your body differently. And as you do, it's really hitting different pockets that could, again, have pain. Are you having, like, sometimes some wild dreams at times, especially even the last 4 days?
No. It is a wild time that in a sense I just breaking up with my girlfriend. So it's an emotional time.
Right, okay. All right, because I'm seeing a roller coaster. I was just talking to a friend of mine. I was saying, gosh, last 4 days, I know that Neptune, the planet of dreams, is doing something, because I've been having just these lucid dreams, but a lot of it has to do with the wounded child. So it's like I'm on roller coasters with meconium. Meconium's all about the amniotic fluid turning with stool in it, so it's a dangerous time. And it's like it's old, and so I'm sharing it with you because I'm seeing the same thing with you. And going back to the throat part, it's like, think of the throat where I feel like I'm swallowing and feeling like drowned, and my sinuses are getting all filled. So that's emotions, and so that's sinuses are represent even people bugging us, having suppressing your emotions, all of that kind of thing. So think of anything that you could do over the next, 4 days to physically support yourself, take care of yourself. It's going to be huge. You're going to feel a bit better and also absolutely victorious. Play your music, and it's going to really absolutely, by the time you get to December, January, feel like you're on top of the world, okay?
Wow, thanks. That's amazing. All right. Thanks.
You're welcome. And thank you so much for being a great audience. And join me every Monday morning right here on the Dr. Pat Show.